Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IAmAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Because shortly after this run-in with the FBI, my mom gets indicted and spends the majority of my Mercury Moon Ferdaria period in a federal prison, and shit hits the fan with my home life and even my school life. Damn. Not only did I...
By the way...
I told you it got good.
Hey, damn, girl!
So, just to bring this back to astrology, what is the 12th house, Walter?
Ooh, like prisons.
Solitude.
Self-undoing.
Yeah. Well... Wait. The question.
What's the ninth house? Because my mood is in the ninth.
Religion, politics.
It also has to do with legal matters.
Legal matters. Hey. So did the moon self undo herself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, she did, because my mom didn't ask for a lawyer to be present, so she gave away everything when the FBI was interrogating her. So she quite literally got herself into prison. Had she known to just be quiet and to be silent and not answer any questions and have a lawyer present, I'm sure the situation would have been different.
Yeah.
The last thing that gets dumped out, you just said, if she would have known to be quiet, and you got a Sag moon, and one thing I know about Sagittarius energy is they love to talk. They can't be quiet.
Yeah, she blabbed it all out. She blabbed it everything out. So things would have gone differently for her.
Wow.
Yeah. Not only did I have to drop out of school and start working a full time job, and obviously
hold up, time out. Did you just say drop out of school?
Yeah.
Would that be, what else is the ninth house?
Higher learning. I was in college.
Hey, what else? What is Mercury in fall? Falling out. So would that be signifying you, this mother stuff made you fall from ninth house?
Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead. This is getting juicy.
You're really serious when you start using the word.
So I had to drop out of school and obviously start working a full-time job and leave my very cushy only child life behind. But I also had to confront life and my mom being in prison.
But it also points back to the overall theme of this period, which is communication.
Exactly, and precisely.
Or lack thereof in this case.
Well, we don't know how the story went, because we don't know if at this time now are forced to speak to your father, because now
I was, but it wasn't speaking; it was arguing and angry. and heated discussions. You know, heated bursts of communication.
Hmm. All right.
This was also precisely around the same time my marijuana addiction began, because getting high was the only way for me to cope with having to be a fully grown and responsible adult. And if you want to hear about that, you can refer to episode 10 for my marijuana love story. Now, while it may seem...
By the way, this is a milestone show. Show 50, and that was a milestone show, because that was your first appearance on I Am Astrology Readings, episode 10. So yes, everybody go on back to episode 10 and check Walter out.
Throwback.
Love. Walter, not being saying that, now that the Mercury period is over and all that, how is your love of marijuana now?
I've been sober 6 months.
What?
Congrats, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't touched the weed in 6 months. In any form.
Now that I've been saying that, do you think that has something to do with
it? Absolutely.
Cleared your mind?
Since 2017? No, I think since 2019. Since 2019, I've been breaking up with weed. Actually, I think 2019 was when Saturn went into Capricorn. Saturn was in Capricorn.
Walter, Was you high your whole Mercury period?
Yeah, I was. I was high my entire Mercury period. I was high for 12, almost 13 years.
Well, would you say that direct signature of a Pisces placement?
Mercury and Pisces, that was the only way I could get through that. The only way. It was foggy. That when I finished reading this to you guys are going to be like, whoa, that shit was messy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's keep going.
I won't stop you no more. Go ahead.
Okay, we're not even to the part that she doesn't want recorded yet. Yeah, so,
but it's fascinating because as you're talking, me, Paul, the astrologer, hears the.
You can see it. You can see it come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I knowing your chart, I can hear the connection. So I'm just trying to be the color analyst of the giving the astrology part of what you're saying.
All right, while it may seem that the Mercury Moon period was hard, dark, and bleak for me, that seemed to only scratch the surface of hard and bleak, because what comes next is quite the shit show in my book. On November 12th,
we're not even to the shit show yet, guys.
No, we're not. On November 12th, 2013, I move into a Mercury Saturn period. And actually, I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Is Saturn more malefic for her because she's a day birth?
I'm glad you're asking that, D, because earlier, I think before we started talking, we even pushed record, I brought up Saturn and I used the word and she changed my word. Now, she's about to talk about Saturn in her part and she used shit show. What was the word you said when I used... Was it
maturing?
Stabilizing?
Maturing.
Maturing. Oh, wait. So was it a shit show or was this a maturing part?
I mean, it can be both.
Hey.
Touche.
Maturing. Touché. I don't know what is.
Touche.
Let's go.
Touche. So I'm at this, just to let you guys know, at this point, I'm 20, 21, almost 22. So November 12, 2013, I move into a Mercury Saturn period. And Mercury Saturn. Excuse me. They semi-sextile each other in my chart.
They do what to each other?
Semi-sextile.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like 30 degrees apart. Almost.
Okay. I thought.
Saturn in astrology represents boundaries, our limits, struggle, hardship. Saturn usually likes to say no to us one way or another. It is the authority figure, or rather the father figure. Now, by this time, my mom is already out of federal prison and back home.
Okay.
And we're dealing with her full-blown PTSD episodes and chronic illnesses that came about as a result of her imprisonment.
That sucks.
Now, thankfully, my Saturn is at home in Aquarius, but it's still a malefic. And my Venus, which characterizes all things relationship, is right smack in the middle of Saturn and Mars, the two malefic planets. So, of course... For some reason, though, things seemed to be looking up and I had gone back to school. My relationship was falling apart and I was miserable because all throughout my mom's, you know, imprisonment, I was still in a relationship with the person I have fallen in love, you know, at 18 when I started the Mercury period.
Okay.
I was 21, almost 22, and was with someone that didn't quite want me anymore, but that didn't want to let me go. So what do? I cheated with his best friend.
Girl.
I didn't say it was gonna be pretty.
We not here to judge.
No, we're not, D.
We're not judging, D.
And I'm only giving a few things. I'm not even giving details right now, D. All right,
let's go. Let's keep going.
and though certainly that was not my proudest moment, nor is it something I want to boast about, it was a defining moment in my young life. It taught me so much about the person I did not want to be when I grew older. Cheating is one of those things that either you do it once and never again, or you do it once and you never stop. Well, the lessons from those actions were so vast that to this day I can proudly say I will leave someone in a heartbeat before I morally wrong them by cheating on them. And though I won't go into the dirty details of my sexual escapades, I will say that the Mercury Saturn period was definitely the beginning of my exploring the boundaries of my very questionable sexuality.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.